And we're in the middle of Perek Chavtes, chapter 29 in the Geras HaKodesh. And the Alter Rebbe started with the Pasuk Eishes Chayil Ateres Bailo, that the wife of the Chayil becomes the crown of her husband, which he's going to explain later on, that that is referring to the Halachas and to the Torah Shebal Peh that articulates the Torah Shebiksav. And he asks the question, basically, why is it so important, halacha specifically, and it's called the crown, and then also, he started off explaining with Arizal that every person has to do all the mitzvahs and comes down in various different reincarnations, because each one of the mitzvahs brings him a garment for a certain limb, 613 limbs. And as he explained, that it's through this garment that the neshama dresses up in, that it's able to receive a drop of the oyer viziv that comes in Gan Eden for the neshama, uses that, and each limb needs a garment in order to be able to receive that great shine and that great joy. So the Alter Rebbe continues, V'hinei, oyer zeh hagonus latzadikim lo'osid lovoy. This great light, which is hidden for the tzadikim, for the world to come. Now, he calls this light, he gives you several different names for this light, which is hidden for tzadikim. We call it hanikra, it's called Noyam Hashem, the sweetness of Hashem. That light is how sweet Hashem is. It's also called Vitzach Tzochos. Tzach Tzochos is the, we learned before, is the thirst, like an unquenchable thirst of wanting more enjoyment. That's the another expression for that light that you get, that you receive. With this aneg al Hashem, to delight over Hashem, the pleasantness and the unquenching thirst. Another is v'dalid meyes almin dechisufin dimisangel behotzadikayu. This is based on the Zohar. There is 400 worlds of chisufim, of yearnings, of desires to Hashem, with which the tzadikim have the light in this 400 that connects to the 400 shekel kesef. Kesef is also loshen kisufim. Kimeshikosuv, this is in the pasuk which we just learned, that Abraham gave arba meis shekel kesef in the beginning of the parsha. He gave 400 kesef, so which means that these are 400 kisufim. And in the Kabbalah, it's actually a little bit of a problem that Avram gave it to Ephraim, but that's another story. But here is just giving you the light. What is the tzaddikim's light? Is all these beautiful hine, talking about the special light that the tzaddikim are able to perceive, they enjoy, and he gives the various different explanations where that light, that yearning light that the tzaddikim receive. So he says, "Hine yesh boi mailus madrigis rabis me'oid." There are many greatnesses, many steps, very many steps. Gavoya me'al gavoya, higher on top of higher. Which means that there is not one level of yearning of the tzaddikim, but there is a continuous levels of more and more in this delight, in this enjoyment. So, what happens? He was talking about that the neshama has to get a levush, a garment with which to enjoy this light, so that it doesn't expire from the power or the great delight. So Achaorah mo'etes hayoredes madrega achar madrega livroi levushzeh. But there is a small ray that descends from one step to the next step to create this garment. He mivchinas madrega ha'achroina shebe'erzeh. That is the last level of this light comes down to create that garment. V'nikra v'shem madrega ha'chitzoina. That's called the external level of this light. V'achorayim, and the hind, derech moshel, by way of example. K'meshekosu b'zoyar daf resh ches amud beis, as is written in the Zohar and Davish Chesmet Beis, Ayin the Sefer Migdash Melech. Look in the Sefer, that's his interpretation of the Zohar. And also, Vireish Yud Amud Beis. And then it says, Umadi Ishtoir Chulu, that whatever is left over from that light, so this is becomes the garments for the Neshama. Now, the Alter Rebbe explains this garment comes. We have the level of Tainuk, that's the level of the light, but we also have the level of Rotz. The light and Rotz is the Rotz, and the desire are Rotz is sort of the Chitzonius from Tainuk, and this garment comes from. That's the Achorayim what we're talking about. Explain this. Vihine. K'moi shebenishma sa'odom yesh bo koyach ha'tainuk. Just like in the soul of man, there is the power for the light, which means shemis aneges mimash yesh lo'inig mimeno, that the neshama will become delighted, will become pleasured by those items, by something that she enjoys. So there is a power, there is a very profound attribute of enjoyment, of pleasures, that pleasures the soul. Kemoi, for example, maskola seichel chodesh gagavna, a person that comes up a new idea becomes very enjoy. Oh, you have a very, it causes you a lot of pleasure. Also, every time it comes pleasure. So, what is ubchinas chitzoynis b'achoraim shel koyach ubchinas atainuk shabo? So, what is the external and the back of the power and the level of tainuk of the soul? We're talking about that, the light. What is the external of it? Ubchinas koyach haratzon shabo. That's the power of will of the soul. Shehu roitze ma shehu roitze. That the soul wants what it wants. The desire, so the pleasure is the actual enjoyment, but the external is the wanting what it wants, the hainu, davar she'ein eitzar. So it wants something which is not painful. She'atzar heipech hatainuk. Because pain is the opposite from delight. So therefore, as something which is painful, the soul doesn't want it. So, just like something that a person wants. Why does he want it? Because he delights in it. So that means that the tainuk, the delight, is the inner of the rotzen, of the will. Why does the person want it? Because he enjoys it, because that gives him pleasure. So, external is he wants it. That's what comes out. That's the external part of it. This is what I want. Why do I want it? Because this thing gives me pleasure. Same thing is, I don't want something, is because the thing causes me tsar, which is the opposite of tainuk. So the wanting and not wanting is the expression, is the result of what gives me pleasure or the opposite of pleasure. That's called the chitzonius from the tainuk. The kochal derech moshul ba'irin sof baruch hu kamke. Likewise, by way of example, it's in the infinite light of the blood, may be blessed. It's also the Zemri, Kiveyachol, so to speak. Ha'aratzin Elyin Baruch Hu, the desire of the Supreme, blessed be He, Hibichinas Chitzonius V'achurayim, that is the external and the back, Libichinas Oineg Elyin, to the level, as we said before, the delight of the above, and V'noyam Hashem, and the pleasantness, sweetness of Hashem, V'tzach Tzochois, that quenching, that unquenchable thirst, V'omundichis Sufin, and the worlds of desire, and Hanizkorim Le'il, that we mentioned before. All these levels, those are the Tainug, those are the delights of above. But the Ratzin of above, the will of above, is the external of this. So when we say that the garment of the Neshama is from the hind, and the Chitzonius of the Oineg, that means that it comes from the Ratzin Elyon. That means that it comes, what is the Chitzonius of the Tainik? That is the Ratzin Elyon. Hagam Shehei Meyuchodim B'Tachlis Hayichud. Even though they are united with total unity, Shehu Yisbaruch Ritzoni Echad, Hashem and His wishes are one. And V'loi Kirtzoin Odom Chaz V'Sholem, not like the human wishes, which is separate. There is the person, and the person wants. Hashem's wanting is one with Hashem. But, and not like by the person, lo minevi lo miktsosi, not of it and not even part of it. Ve'ein dimyein b'neim klal, there is really no comparison between the wishes, the rotzen of the person to the rotzen alien. So, here we're trying to say, just like by the person, rotzen is separate from tainug, this is chitzonius, but by the Eibishter, rotzen and the Eibishter is all the same, so we can't, how do we make distinctions here? Afa pikein, dibra teira kilashem b'nei odom, the Torah uses, the Torah speaks in the language of the people, to sharpen the ear, that which it can hear, through an example, through giving it some comparisons to the Menishmas Odom Aklula Mekoyatani Vorotzochmubina, from the soul of the human, which has in itself the various different levels, level of delight, level of rotzen, level chokmabina. So just like we use by the person, we say that the rotzen becomes the external part of the tainug, same thing we say by Hashem. Nira b'chush, as we see vividly, that when a person grasps some very great idea, as I so then at that point we see that there's a tremendous delight in his intellect. So we see separate things. He has an idea, that's one thing, intellectual, and then he gets the level of tainug from it. Miklau. So we can see from this, you see that tainug is higher than the intellect and the chokhmah, because now all of a sudden the higher level comes into play. Tainuk gets dressed up in the Seichel V'Chochma, and when a person, when a person feels the Chochma, the idea, the intellect, and the wisdom, the Hainu Shemasigum Avina Eitav, that he grasps it and understands it well, as I Margish Gamkin Bechines HaTainuk Gam Luvish V'Chochma, then he can feel also the level of the light which is dressed up in the Chochma. V'lochein Nikras Bechinas Bino, B'shem Olam Habo B'Zayir HaKodesh, the world to come in the Holy Zohar is referred to as Bina. What is Bina? Shehi, Bina is B'chinas Isgalus HaChochma Yimatayinug HaMelubish Bo. that is the revelation of the level of Chachma, with the Tainuk that is in the Chachma, comes down into Bina. Shemasigim Hatzadikim began Eden. That is what's grasped, they understand. Level of Bina, what they understand in Gan Eden. Umaskilin Bipnimius Atoira. And then they understand in the inner part of Torah. So what happens is, so Tainuk is in Chochma. Chochma gets revealed in Bina to articulate. And the Tzadikim understand it. And the previous HaTorah, the Raisim Chochma Nafkis, but Raisim Kushub Richa Kulachad. So Torah and the Eberster is really one. So it is really what happens is that in the way the Neshama understands it, it gets the revelation of the Pnimius. So, how does the Neshama get that level of the Pnimius of the Tainuk? Basically, the Tainuk comes into Gan Eden, and that level of Bina, and that's part of Raisik Kushibricha Kuluchad. Comes from the level of Torah, comes from the level of Chochmah. This is all the Torah that they learn. So basically, that is the Torah, is that level has in itself the level of Tainuk, which is in the Bina. And in order to achieve that, you need to have the garments so that to be able to receive that. Now, I guess the garment that you receive comes from the level of Rotz. That's the level of chitzonius. We're going to see the level of rotsu comes from this chitzonius. That means that's from a lower level. Gives you, that's why it's a garment. But through the chitzonius, then later on you can get the pnimius, as the Alter Rebbe will explain further on.